Ray Foley on Today FM.
Good afternoon, Ray's here. JP's over there.
Hiya.
Annette Freeman just walked into the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, Annette Freeman is here. Would somebody please clap for her? Oh my God.
Hi, Ray and JP.
Hi, Annette.
Annette walked in and said, oh my God, your face is with the Movember going on at the moment.
Sam.
It's what? It's very,
no, the
it's very noble
for.
Of you, yeah. For everything you're doing for Movember, for
yes,
men's
exactly,
health.
Exactly.
Thanks for those words
it's
of encouragement.
Kind of odd to look at, though.
Do you love it?
I don't love it.
Would you go for a man with a moustache?
No, definitely not. No. I like the more clean shaven look.
Do you think JP's cheating because he's not? Because I shaved it in before I left for work
today.
Yeah,
that's very smooth.
Yeah, I only did that today though. But I don't usually. I'm shaving more now than I've done in my whole life because I'm trying to maintain. Because then once you shave clean around the rest of it, the mustache itself, it pops.
Why do you think he's cheating?
What because he's not. Look at him. Jesus,
I've sort of just trimmed with a beard trimmer around the mustache.
He's still got a beard, like, but he's just got more mustache.
Do you use a razor or do you use some electric?
It's an electric,
beard trimmer. What do you reckon?
Yeah, it looks.
Do you think
nice.
He's cheating, though?
No, I don't think he's cheating.
Thank you, Annette. Thank you.
It's not cheating.
It is.
It's just kind of, it's nice blend in. Yours is too severe because you have.
It is, isn't it?
Your
I didn't want to
like
say
a baby's
it.
Bum.
Yeah.
And then it's
a
just
face
a,
like a slapped ass. Yep.
And this is more, it's blending in a little bit.
Thank
you've
you.
Done
That's
it really
a beard.
Well, JP.
That's a beard, is what that is.
So you're saying I look better?
Yes.
Thank
you. Sorry, Ray.
I was at the school this morning, at the school gates, and someone said to me, now, tell me how you'd react to this. Someone said to me, oh, you're trying to do Movember, are you?
Trying.
And I said,
yeah, sure, you're making a
I
good
thought,
answer.
My God, kids can be so cruel these days.
That was the principle.
Those are my own children. The kids. You're trying to do Movember, are you? It's like, no, I'm actually doing it. That's what this for is here. Ridiculous, carry on. Actually, another thing that, well, we've been wanting to talk about this for a while is the lice, the nits. And
yeah,
the,
can you get nits in that?
Can you get nits in a
well,
beard?
Well, if
beard?
You can get nits in your head hair, surely you can get it in a moustache. I imagine you could.
In your moustache or your beard? Like, if you had a good beard, I'd say you could get it.
I'd say you could. But I'd say you could get it in the moustache.
There's not enough tash there now. There's barely bum fluff running there.
The lies would be like, I'm not going.
I sure leave it. Leave God it. Love them.
It's not worth them.
I'm wasting my time here. I'll leave it. I'll leave it. I'll try to jump onto some young fella's head instead. But we haven't gotten the red alert. You know, the parents' WhatsApp group, the class WhatsApp, all the mums and dads are on it. And usually the alert will come through the lookout. There's been patient zero with the nits in the classroom. Check your children. Check them all the time. And it's usually like once the summer's out of the way and once you're in September, you can usually set your watch by it in the first few weeks. It'll be the WhatsApp. Yeah.
I didn't realise. I don't know why I would have come up with this, but I thought nits, head lice was a thing of the past. That it had gone away. I don't have kids, so I'm not exposed to it. So I just imagined, that was something from the 80s and 90s.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no,
it's still
a live, real problem. And you would have thought something like the pandemic might have got rid of it. But unfortunately, it's still an issue. And you're right. When that alert goes on Aladdin or whatever other app you're
What's
using.
What's the fear of God? We've WhatsApp,
Right. So, but like we get the alerts from the school. Do parents actually freely admit that their kids have head lice on the WhatsApp group?
The rep goes in and says there's been an alert in first and second class. So check all the kids kind of thing. Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah, but well,
it's scary.
It is scary, yeah. And then you get this,
link
from the HSE to treat it, but nobody ever reads, obviously.
You just ring your mother instead and go, ma'am, what did we do? What did you do?
What did you do?
Where's the sheep dip?
Back in the day, they used pesticides. Because it had that really strong smell.
It burned your eyes, yeah.
Yeah.
I loved the smell of it.
Did you?
I loved the smell of the nits stuff. Before we go any further, are we allowed to say nits anymore? Is that socially acceptable?
It's head lice, it's nits. Everybody knows what we're talking about.
Lice is the polite way of saying it, but saying nits is like it's a very old fashioned. I don't want to be saying the wrong thing. Well, I don't want to offend the nit fans.
On a point of science, Ray, nits and lice aren't the same thing. So lice are the creepy crawly insects on your head, and nits, I believe, are the empty eggs the lice leave behind.
The empty eggs,
yes, and they're white in colour, and they attach to the shaft of the hair. And they're really hard to see because they blend in to the colour of your hair or of your child's hair.
Well, what's the problem with an empty egg? There's no, the damage is done then, isn't it?
Well, it's hatched then and it's lice. But you still need to, you need to get all of that stuff out there. And that's what I'm saying. Back in the day, that stuff that was used in our hair had pesticides and insecticides in it. And with that, the stuff that's on the market today is just not strong enough.
Really?
And anyone who's treating head lice, you need to use the same product. I won't name products. We all know the products that are on the market. Use the product once or twice and then move on and use a different product because heads will become immune. Lice
really?
Will become immune to so the same product being used again and again.
That, and that's the nits, not the head. The nit, it's not the nits, the head. The head itself.
Oh, sorry. As in, yeah, your hair or your head, your body will just become immune to the same thing. Being,
oh, the
like
effect
the lice will become immune
super
to this
lice.
Type of thing being used on them too many times.
They're super
yeah,
lice.
They're super lice, yeah.
The lice have evolved.
And they have, and because of...
They've evolved. They can move backwards.
Is anyone else's head starting to feel itchy?
Oh, that's the thing as well. The minute you start talking about nits is when you start thinking, oh, I'm a bit scratchy there now.
Oh, Megan's sore. She says, lads, my head is reefing just listening to the word nits.
Megan, that's because... Are Megan, you got to do that thing of like, oh, they only go for clean heads. They own. Oh,
that is not true.
They only go for clean... They go for every head, though. I think yep. They're not... They don't discriminate. They don't check. They don't go, I'm
don't
going...
Care.
No, it's if it's a head... I'm going for it. So what's itching then? What is the itch come? It's bites, is it?
It's bites, yeah, because they live off of your scalp. They live off the blood on your scalp and that's how they thrive and survive.
I'm itching now.
Yeah, sorry.
I am itching now.
I do have a head lice comb here. I bought it brand new at lunchtime. Will I check
your hair? But adults can't get lice, can they?
Yeah, you can. You can.
No, you can't. I haven't had nits since I was... Unless
well,
whatever
they
it was
like
we
don't like highlighted
used.
Hair, hence why I get my hair bleached to hell.
They don't like highlighted hair?
No, apparently. They don't really go
for
is
that
for
because
hair
it this. Kills? Like, is it because the
I don't
the,
know.
The product itself?
I look, that could be an old wives' tale, but, you know...
Or
I
is it whatever
it.
We used back in the day that it were inoculated for life because...
No, that's not it. I think that parents, everyone, if somebody presents in the house with... head lice, everybody should check. People should check one another.
And what about the, is it an old wives' tale? Is it tea tree oil or
yeah.
one of the...
So some of the essential oils that will work as a kind of a repellent. There's some lemon ones, tea tree oil, lemongrass, that type of stuff mixed with water and you spritz it on hair and obviously tying back hair. All of those good tips and tricks that the school will tell you.
Well, you see, we've got two boys,
year.
So I have no concept of it with girls. But is it worse for longer hair for girls?
I presume so. I like my kid's hair is short or is shoulder length or shorter than that. I wouldn't like to have to be trying to get through a hair head of hair that's halfway down.
Yeah, moms and dads with girls. 0874 100 102 voice notes and texts.
Claire's been in touch, and I'm not going to say your surname, Claire, because, you know, there's still possibly a stigma attached
100%.
To having head lice, you know?
Clean head, Claire.
She says, no, JP, nits and head lice, defo, not a thing of the past. My eldest was back in school just 2 days after summer holidays and got them. The whole house had to be treated. 9 weeks later, youngest got them, and the whole house had to be treated again. It's an absolute dose, she says.
Isn't it wild that you're doing this thing of, like, I'm not going to use your surname because if it got out that...
I think some people do.
What is the big deal?
There used to be the thinking that
so wants normal. I know,
but there is a stigma. There is a stigma.
Not at all.
I have seen it on WhatsApps where people say, yeah, no, we never had it in this house, but look at, I'll check Mary. I'll be sure to check Mary.
No.
And it's like, nah.
We all get it.
Mary has had it and everybody else has had it and you might as well
there's
just...
There's nothing special about... Yeah, yeah, it's like literally if... you know, we put them in a situation where they're next to each other. They're rolling around the playground.
Yeah, they're putting their heads beside one another in the classroom. They're sharing hair bobbins. They're like, stop hugging everyone. Just stop hugging your friends.
That's the rules.
Yes.
That's one of the big ones, isn't it? Stop hugging.
And keep your hair tied back. And like... Don't share brushes and that type of thing.
Well, JP and I never share brushes, but we do hug a lot.
We hug a lot.
We are big huggers,
yeah. Miriam's been in touch. She's got PTSD at the mention of that comb. She says, I do remember that little cream-coloured comb. It would take the head off you. And it would? Yeah.
Yes. It's the only one to use. It's a soft-cut, fine comb. Ivora, it's called.
Ivora.
Yeah, and that's the one to use. Yeah. I won't go over and
come on.
Come on, have a look.
I don't have nits. I've got a little cut over here. I don't want you looking at that. Because I've been picking at it. Don't look at that. Do over this side. She doesn't want to look at that. My wife actually said to me the other day, she said, "You've got a bald patch where you've been picking at that cut."
Right.
Sorry, Nessie.
Radio first.
Move your headphones there, Weaver, will you?
Well, hang on. This is the other question I wanted to ask. And you know the answer to this. I have a notion, a theory, that whatever it is I use in my hair, genuinely, like, because I use gel or wax and stuff, she's combing there now, she's brushing, that's dandruff.
Oh, she's examining the comb.
That's dandruff.
It's very hard to tell the difference between dandruff and nits, Ray.
Nessie, that's dandruff.
You have a dry scalp, Ray.
I do have a bit of a dry scalp.
Yeah.
This is very relaxing. It's like a monkey grooming another monkey.
It says she's eating it now, guys.
You're going to get slapped now in a second.
Nessie, don't eat that.
No, you're all right. She's just got dandruff, dude.
Yeah,
that's
I'm going to dandruff.
There. You're okay.
Thanks, man. Thanks for coming on.
Now, you don't think you're going to share that comb you've used in his head on my head.
Well, this is the thing. Obviously.
What do we do now?
JP.
You have to disinfect that comb. And check the sheet of paper.
Check the sheet of paper.
Right.
No, you're okay.
You're in the clear.
No nits, but loads of dandruff. Now, that wax that I have.
No, you don't have dandruff. I think it's just a product in your hair.
Would that put them off, though, I wonder? That stuff that's in my hair. The VO5.
Product placement. I don't know. I have no idea about whether they like certain products over others, whether they like highlighted heads over non-highlighted heads. I don't know.
Right. The
age group, though, the 4 to 11 age group seem to be the ones that are, you know, it thrives the most in. And again, it's because of all the heads together, the hugging, the playing, the, you know, all of that. But there has been a rise with teenagers because of selfies.
Because they put their heads together.
Yes, because
and
they put their heads together.
And those TikTok dances. Because they're all doing the TikTok dances together up against each other and riding and bopping and grooving.
Joanne's been in touch. She says girls get it more because they hug each other more often than boys and they're closer to each other more often. Yeah. She says nits can jump. No, Joanne, we're dispelling myths today.
They can't jump.
They can only
they're
crawl.
Like white men.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Nits and white
they
men.
They ain't slamming home any three-pointers.
Nits and Woody Harrelson. In a classic movie that no one gets the reference.
Yeah, well done.
Wesley Snipes? Anyone?
Yeah.
He's still with us.
The movie?
Well done. He's still with us. Although the new Blade movie, that's been binned. But no, Joanne, they can't jump. They'll only crawl from head to head.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And it's the boys don't hug.
God, they're fast crawlers.
We need to get our boys hugging. And then we can have equal opportunity nits.
No, we don't. We want to stop our girls from hugging. Day 1, day 7, keep combing regular checks. And that's from a mom to other parents.
And you have to check every... We don't check. We only check when there's an outbreak or when we get a text from other responsible parents. You're supposed to check every week.
I've been burned, so I check every single Sunday. And if I get a chance and they'll be compliant midweek, I'll also check.
Right.
Yeah.
I try the repellents as well. Those various products. And mix them up, try different ones. Do you know what I found to be a repellent? A mustache. Yeah, most humans are completely repelled by this attempt at Movember. Jan's over there, 0874-100-102. We're talking nits this afternoon. Nits.
Just on the nits, guys. Yeah. I put my son into bed the other day.
Yeah.
And just before I left the room, he said, "Oh, Mom, will you search through my hair like you're looking for nits?"
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's what it felt like. Even with the knit comb there with Nessie scratching me. It's a lovely feeling, someone else scratching you.
Yeah.
JP spends... When we're not talking and the song is on, I've JP over here scratching me.
Mm. And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he was like, "It's so relaxing." So now the dreaded search for nits has become almost like a spa day, but he likes me.
Oh yeah, you got to look after
him. Running my fingers through his hair.
Yeah, don't we all though? Don't your babies love that? Or your kid? Like ever since they were babies, my kids have always loved like a little bit of scratching of the hair or just rubbing of the hair. It's lovely. Jean is there, Jean?
Guys, mayonnaise and saran wrap or cling wrap, whichever you want to call it.
Cling film.
Is the best. Now, I haven't had small children in the house for a long time.
Are you mayonnaise on your head and put the cling film on over it?
But it is absolutely the best.
You absolute headbanger, Jean. There's no nits on that head. John, talk to me.
Hey Ray and JP.
Hello John, good afternoon.
I remember when as a kid you'd put on that really strong smell and stuff.
Yeah, like diesel it was.
But then you'd have to put a plastic bag over your head, not over your face, but over your head to keep that real intoxicating smell in to get rid of them. Does anyone else remember that?
I used to love the smell of it. I loved the smell of it. And Paul is there as well.
Ray, the best thing to use is olive oil. Right. Coat it into the hair, the lice.
Between your woman with the mayonnaise and her with the olive oil, this sounds like a delicious salad.
Very healthy as
well. Lovely. And yeah, you've got the protein in there then from the nits? Yeah.
The eggs, nothing moves.
There's eggs
you
as
just
well.
Comb them out. Yeah. Don't use those chemicals and don't use those treatments because they actually don't work.
Really?
Olive oil is the way to go.
Olive oil.
And then three good shampoos and a conditioner and you've got gleaming hair. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, madam. Mairead is there as well. Mairead, talk to me.
Okay, don't read this one out, but an actual fact, you can get them in other places besides your head.
You can get them in other places besides your head?
You can get them in other places besides your head.
Where would that be?
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Oh, I've got a tuft of hair on the top of my foot, just above my toes.
Can you get nits on your feet?
And what about me mustache? We were talking about the mustache. I mean, I must be high risk with my shrimpy, my weedy little mustache during Movember.
Ray Foley on Today FM.